Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Welcome to the Great Awakening Ministry. I am Minister and Yogini Joanne Lee. And on this week's show, back again, we have Chrissy Blaze. Chrissy is an astrologer who trained at the Faculty of Astrology Studies, London, in the 1980s. She is an international speaker and author of 12 published books, including 6 astrology books. Her latest work is the pioneering book, Earth, Astrology's Missing Planet. She is a regular media guest and co-host of Aetherius Radio Live on Body Mind Spirit Radio. She was a direct disciple of the renowned yoga master and founder of the Aetherius Society, Dr. George King, for over 30 years. She lives in London and Los Angeles. Chrissy, I want to welcome you back to the Great Awakening Show.
Well, thank you so much. And thank you so much for having me, Joanne. I really enjoyed it last time and hopefully we'll have a great show today. Thank you.
Lovely. Absolutely brilliant. So, Chrissy, the Aetherius Society, please tell us what it is as an international spiritual organization. Tell us a little bit about it first and then we'll get into Dr. George King. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a wonderful organization, a spiritual organization that was founded in England, actually, in 1955. And it's an organization that embraces many, many topics that now are very popular. But at the time, they were considered quite unusual, such as life after death, life on the planets, the Earth as a living intelligence, and that the UFOs and the beings that man these craft have been coming to Earth for thousands of years to bring us their wisdom, to help us in many ways. And we believe in the law of karma and reincarnation and all those things that nowadays are quite popular. It's an international organization. We have a headquarters in London, where it started, in Fulham, and headquarters in America and Los Angeles, and branches and groups around the world.
Beautiful. And Dr. King, please tell us who Dr. King is, you know, and how you met Dr. King and you know, the work that you've done with him.
Yes, Dr. George King was the founder of the Aetherius Society. But from a young age, he was a very special, unusual person. He was born in Wellington, Shropshire, in 1919, and he passed away in 1997. And his life was very intense. From a young age, he was, I think the age of 11, he was healed his mother of a life-threatening disease. And he went on to become very interested in healing and set up healing circles and so forth. And after that, he spent 10 hours a day for 10 years doing yoga practices to bring about the raise of Kundalini. And he was able to raise the Kundalini to the highest chakra, the crown chakra, and became a master, a yoga master, a knower, if you like. I know you're aware of those things, Joanne. And then he was started to receive, he was also very interested in mediumship and started to receive messages from, this is before the society was founded, from individuals on the higher mental realms, and then from individuals from the spiritual hierarchy. And then in 1954, May the 8th, actually, he was contacted by someone outside of himself and told that he should prepare himself to become a channel for interplanetary parliament. Well, this was as shocking to him at the time as it may be to some people hearing that for the first time. But after that, he was started to receive messages from extraterrestrial masters. We called them cosmic masters. And he received over 600 of these messages during his mission, which we have recorded, which we have many in book form. And they are very full of spiritual wisdom and also ways of helping humanity. Of course, to receive messages of that caliber, one has to be of that caliber oneself. You know, you can't just become a medium and then start to receive these elevated messages. Because he was a yoga master, he was able to receive, he could take the kundalini up quite quickly in the end to the high chakra, just below the throat center, so that he could, otherwise you couldn't hear him, you know. So he received these messages by a telepathic beam, which was translated into sound. And although these are in English, they are different, all the different individuals have very different voices, which are quite unusual. And there was one particular communicator who didn't need to breathe, actually, from the planet Jupiter. And when you hear the transmission, we call them, the message, you'll see that Dr. King didn't breathe throughout the whole of the... So it's very, very interesting. They have these different voices, different vibrations, all very highly elevated vibrations. And people have access to listening. In fact, every Sunday we play one of these transmissions, actually these ones from the Master Jesus. So we believe many of the great avatars that have come to Earth were in fact from other planets,
mm-hmm.
which is...
But can I just ask, it's not just the physical universe that we're talking about here. We're talking about a higher multi-dimensional level of spiritual energy beings on a higher level. You know, it's not just in the physical, it's in the spiritual and the multi-dimensional, you know, universes that are all around us. Yeah,
exactly. But then again, they are very physical as well. And when they come to this earth, and I believe they are on this earth, interplanetary masters, helping in unseen ways behind the scenes quite often, they come in physical form.
Yeah,
so they are very physical. But they also, as you say, when they reside on the other planets, they can't necessarily be seen because they are of this higher dimension, if you like.
Yes.
But physical, and still physical in a way, just like when we pass on, Dr. King used to say, we live in other dimensions, if you like, but still physical, but a different type of physical, if you like. But it's still very physical when we pass on. We're still
spiritual,
you know, inhabiting.
Mm-hmm. We don't
yeah,
have
we're still inhabiting, you know, places we might know when we were alive. We might go to visit physical places and meet with physical people that we recognize and so forth, relatives and friends. It's still a physical place, but a different dimension, if you like.
Yeah. Yeah, brilliant. That's amazing.
Hence how you term it, I suppose.
Yeah, that's right. It's like it's the energy being within this flesh suit, isn't it? That's
right.
The
right.
soul consciousness, yeah. Which is who we truly are. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're moving through life in these physical temples, if you like, temple of the soul, which are very important. You know, we
yes.
have to look after them, but it's not everything that we are. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Beautiful, and. Please tell us about Dr. King became a master. Yeah, he became a master. And what were his main aspects, you know, of his global mission?
Right. Yeah, he had kind of he tried to keep a very low profile in a way, but while he could complete what he came to do, and that was to invent. He was a great inventor of these global healing missions, I suppose you'd call them. We call them cosmic missions. And we still run them. He taught us how to run them, and we will run them now and into the future. And for example, one of them is called Operation Sunbeam, where highly specialized, high quality energy is sent with the cooperation of these interplanetary masters to the certain chakras of the Mother Earth as a thank you to the Earth, because the Mother Earth is at the center of our teachings. And Dr. King taught a lot of truths about the Earth as a living, advanced intelligence who has sacrificed so much for us to be on her body. And she gives us everything we need, really, to continue our journey of evolution and never asking anything back, if you think about it, that we just take for granted this beautiful planet on which we live. It really is a beautiful planet. And everything she gives us, and we rarely, except for some more enlightened people, some indigenous people, say thank you. And so this is kind of a very spiritual way of giving thanks by putting this high quality energy into certain chakras in cooperation with these masters as a karmic manipulation for the whole of humanity, if you like. Does that make sense?
Beautiful, beautiful. Yes,
So
it's
this is probably
transformative.
our most important
Yeah,
mission.
because
And
you're giving that love light energy of the divine back, to Mother Earth and to all beings, which is so important. You're raising the vibration of the whole entire realm. Yeah.
it's like a karmic token, if you like, a small token of what she gives to us, but it's as you say, it's on behalf of everybody. And we run these missions, which, are the main thing we do in other way. Another main thing that he did was to receive these 600 transmissions, we call them, or messages from the cosmic masters for posterity. And many predictions made in the early days, in the 50s and the 60s, are very relevant today, extremely relevant today. And many of them have come true and will still come true in the future. So there are many predictions, a lot of wisdom. And in the last show, I did talk a little, Joanne, about the 12 blessings, for example. That
Yes.
was one series of 12 transmissions delivered by the Master Jesus, who a great cosmic avatar came to Earth at the time to do certain things to change the karma of humanity through his great sacrifice. But he says he's never left us, and he's here, and in these days gave this series of teachings to include a cosmic concept, which is very much in keeping with this age, because I believe the great masters come and they give us teachings which we can understand at the time, to raise our consciousness at the time. So obviously 2,000 years on, although we're still, killing each other and all these kind of things, but there has been a raise of consciousness as well, and we are ready for these cosmic truths, which we weren't, 2,000 years ago, on the whole.
Definitely. That's why we're coming into the golden age. We're coming into the great, great shift in consciousness into the age of Aquarius. This is the time, isn't it, where
It is,
it's
yeah.
just such an amazing time, to be alive. And our soul chose to be here at this time to help with this great awakening that, is fastening up, I believe, at this time, the golden age. It's just beautiful. You can feel it all around the world. It's just an amazing time. But
Yeah,
if these, yeah, Corey, sorry.
no, I say, and shows, and you, and shows like yours are really helping in this process. So many people are playing their part, in this
Yes.
tremendous awakening, as you say, as you show, your show says, the Great Awakening.
Yeah, it's so true. And the Aetherius Society, I mean, it just involves so many things like yoga and, as you said before, karma, reincarnation. But there's just a few things I'd like to pick up on for you to describe. Can you please describe the oneness, the divine spark within all of us? God is all. Tell us a little bit about that, because it's just beautiful.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Well, you've said it, Joanne. I'm not sure a lot more, but within all life, there is an aspect of the divine, which over the lifetimes we've covered up through our wrong thoughts and actions and our inaction. And then we're here to gradually unwrap, if you like, unravel those ties so that we can allow our God light to shine more fully. And that's the kind of journey, if you like, as you know, Joanne, of us back to the Godhead. It's allowing our light to shine more fully and expressing ourselves, our divinity more fully. And by doing that, because we are one on this planet, which is hard to believe at times, but we are one human family. When we allow our light to shine, we allow others around us to allow their light to shine. And so it's we're all kind of raising our consciousness and helping each other to raise consciousness as well.
Yeah.
Through this process.
Yeah. And there is only one creator that we all share, you know, like there's the singularity, heaven, spiritual realms, the heavenly realms, the multidimensional realms. And then, you know, which is what we are, our higher self, which is a part of the Godhead, yeah, came and put itself in as the soul consciousness. So that soul consciousness is within every and all living beings. But there's only one. We all share. We're all a part of the one, which is phenomenal. You know, it's like, as before, when you realize this, you can't harm another, you know, because you'll be harming yourself, because we're all part of the same oneness. We're all part of the same one. It's one story, you know, one universe. You know, there's always just the one creator. And I think that's where, you know, tradition and you know, countries and different traditions and religions and everything is like, oh, if you don't believe in my God, then I'm going to kill you because it's wrong, which is absolutely ridiculous, because there is only one creator. You know, there isn't lots of different gods. You're just perceiving the Godhead in a different way, the God, Goddess, divinity in a different way. But there's only one.
Yeah, it's so true, isn't it? You're absolutely right. I always like to think that I believe that astrologically, the New Age, the Aquarian Age, began in the 1960s. I know there's various ways of thinking about that, but I believe it started, and there's always a cusp period. But the reason I'm saying that is I thought it's very interesting that we first got pictures of the Earth from space in the 1960s when the first astronauts went to the moon. And I think it was the first time when the whole world would look and see the Earth and realize, as the astronauts did, that we're one human family. And because they could see no borders, they could just see this beautiful planet with this, you know, variety of people, but all on this one planet living together in space, you know. And I think that was like a shifting consciousness, which in some ways was like the beginning of the age. It had to begin that way, with this understanding through visual, you know, context, this oneness of humanity, as you say.
Beautiful.
We just have to remember it.
Yeah, that's right. And realize it and awaken to that as well. And please tell us about prayer, and spiritual energy and spiritual healing according to the Aetherius Society.
Yes, thank you for the question, Joanne. Prayer and healing, very similar. Dr. King called them spiritual sciences. And he said that we are kind of born to be radiators of spiritual energy. And that's the energy of love, if you like, at, on its higher level. We're born because of the chakra system we have. We're meant to not only take in energy, but radiate energy. So prayer is a way of we raise our hands because we have these chakras, as you probably know, Joanne, in the palms of the hands, as the heart chakra and the higher chakras involved. When we offer a prayer, energy is sent through us to the focal point of the prayer, whatever that might be, to help in a situation in the world or to help a sick friend. This energy will flow through us. And the more we do this intently with a focus, the more we start to feel the energies moving in the palms of the hand. Many people feel it as like a tingling or a pressure or a heat, or in the, and especially in the heart center, which is involved, we're offering our love. And healing is very similar. There's absent healing, if you like, or distant healing, where we can send healing to friends and strangers as well, using the same technique, very simple, allowing the energy to flow to the person, to the aura of that person, to the physical body of that person. And then we have a technique that Dr. King invented in the, was it 1976, I believe. And at that time, you're probably too young to know about that, but at that time in England, healing was regarded as a gift for the few. And Dr. King taught in this book, You Too Can Heal, that it's a gift. It's something that everybody has within them. Men, women, children, all have this gift of healing. And he kind of brought, he wrote this text. It's like a textbook of healing, and you can virtually turn the pages and send healing to someone. And he gives a technique of energy healing into different chakras of the body. Many people now have techniques of healing, and it's all good. Every technique is good. But this is a kind of a simple technique. It goes right to the root of it. The healing goes into the most of the major chakras of the body. And there's a balancing part of it and so forth. So he was very involved in healing.
Beautiful. Yeah.
And it's something everybody can do and should do, actually.
Yeah. That's so true. You know, we are, I mean, we're all God's children. We're all mini creators and you know, we, you know, can all heal. Exactly. Just directing, isn't it? Prayer is directing the thought and feeling in out, you know, through us out into wherever we wish to heal and make good.
It's so true. Yeah. Mm. How often do we, you know, we watch the news and we feel, oh gosh, you know, these poor people, what can I do? Well, instead of feeling that way and feeling down about it, we can just raise our hands and offer them a prayer in the knowledge that it will make a difference, you know, and you never know. I mean, you never know. You could save someone's life. You could heal someone. You could bring harmony to a whole area. You never know what your healing may do. And of course, the more we do, and this is a great thing about karma, the more we do on this physical plane, the more the masters of the spiritual hierarchy, the masters, the cosmic masters can do, because they're restricted by our karma, by what they can do. So every time we raise our hands in prayer, we send out spiritual energy. They then can do more. And it's like the opposite of a vicious circle, if you like.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And I believe in prayer so much. I truly do. You know, prayer is not begging, though. It's not sitting there going, please, please, please. That's not prayer. You know, prayer is taking, you know, the divinity and the divine love light energy that we all have within and giving that out, as you said, through the hands, that beautiful divine love light energy to another person or to a pain or problem that we all have in our own body. Because when we're giving that divine love light energy, it helps the atoms where that pain is on your body. It brings the atoms into a higher vibration. That love energy, that light energy that you're sending, it's just raising the energy vibrations. the atoms into a higher love vibration. And that's healing, isn't it?
Yes, that's a lovely way of saying it. Yes. In fact, Dr. King also taught that the main energy crisis on this planet is he called it the spiritual energy crisis, or you could say the lack of love. And he used to say that if this was solved through, and that's why he invented these global healing missions and taught techniques of prayer and healing, the more this was solved, the more impossible it would be to have things like war and starvation and imbalance of any kind. And this is the main energy crisis he was here to solve. I suppose that's the crux of his mission, was to help solve and teach us ways to help solve the spiritual energy crisis. Because if you think about it, if you, as you said earlier, Joanne, if you had this love for people of other religions and other faiths and other beliefs, there couldn't be hatred, there couldn't be division, you know. And that really is the crux of it all. And we all have this capability of radiating love. And the more we study wisdom, the more we do our spiritual practices, the more higher quality of love, if you like, that we can radiate. But everybody can do it. You know, you just have to think of a mother's love for her child, you know, this kind of sacrificing kind of love. And, you know, we all have this capability.
Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful. It's so powerful. And yeah, the healing and the spiritual energy, that's what I call it, love. And, you know, love is the true new religion, I believe. Spirituality is love. You know, is love, the love,
love in action.
Is love. Goddess is love, you know, and that's what it's all about, giving that out and raising the love energy through the whole entire globe, you know.
Exactly,
that's
yeah.
what it is, because it's infectious.
Spirituality is love in action, isn't it, for mankind, yeah. if you think about it. Yeah, it's great. Absolutely.
That's why spirituality will overtake organized religion, because organized religion is the belief in someone else outside of you. You're going to a priest, you're getting secondhand information. You're going to a priest to find God, to the church to find God. But we all have the answer and God, Goddess within us. And that's why spirituality, it comes from our soul. It comes from, which is the true source connection to the divine. You know, it's like the firsthand experience. Isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, it is. Yeah.
Beautiful.
We do have services in the Aetherius Society so that people can gather together and pray together and do mantra chanting together. But one thing people always notice is that we have a little altar to the Master Jesus. We have the Lord Buddha. We have other cosmic adepts. We have the Lord Babaji, a little shrine of the Lord Babaji, and so forth. So we have all of it. And people come in and say, well, that's great, because you encompass so many different beliefs, you know.
Yes, which is so true, because that's what we said in the beginning. There's only one. There's only one. And to get to the one, there's many sacred different paths to get to the one, you know.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what path you take, if you're a Buddhist or a Christian or a Hindu, you know, it doesn't, whatever it is. Or you have no particular religious belief at all. As you say, the religion of love is the highest one of all, really.
As long as it's done in love. Because some disciplines and spiritual and religions are not done in love. You know, they have ulterior motives to them, or they've been, you know, infiltrated by dark agendas and things like this. So, you know, as long as it's always in love and it comes from the heart and not from the ego, you know, that's what it's all about, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Definitely.
Oh, and he became a master, Dr. King. Yeah.
Yes.
And how did he? Why did he found? How did he? He founded the Aetherius Society, and through his work as a master, first of all, how did he commune with the masters, and what does the society do, you know, because you said it's global.
Yeah Yeah.
So it's global and it's teaching all of the things that we've been, just been saying. But I'm really
Yes.
interested in him as a master, a yogic master, because he didn't go to India to become a yogi.
No. He was one of the Western masters of yoga.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
And we do have them in the West, of course. A very famous one was Count Saint Germain from the Great White Brotherhood, the spiritual hierarchy we call them now, the Great White Brotherhood, where he was seen in the French courts for over 100 years, always looking exactly the same. You've probably heard about him. Count Saint Germain, yeah. And he's a member of the spiritual hierarchy, an ascended master. And they're here among us and helping in different ways, helping people mainly, I believe, who are involved with world service or teaching of the higher truths and this kind of thing. This is what they're interested in, helping to raise consciousness. And there are many great masters in the spiritual hierarchy. In fact, the society was first visualized by an ascended master called Saint Gu Ling, who's one of the more advanced of the masters, has many responsibilities in the spiritual hierarchy. And he visualized the Aetherius Society. And it was then founded on this plane by Dr. King.
Brilliant. Amazing.
And he was amazing. Yeah, I worked with him for 20 years and he was extraordinary. It's very difficult to describe him, but because you never meet anyone, I'd never met anyone quite like it before. And I had met some very interesting and unusual people, and I'd never met anyone since. And because he was so humble, so great, so inspired, so unusual, when you were around him, he kind of brought the best out of individuals. He brought the best out of you. He brought potential and talents you didn't even know you had. But he kept a very low profile because his main thing was, I mean, he lived in a little tiny apartment in Fulham Road.
Yes.
And he had, you know, one small room where he used to work. And I used to go up there and take dictation and help write articles and so on.
Yeah.
And one tiny room with a single bed. And that was it, you know.
Wow.
So he was a very humble master,
but
tremendous.
Wow.
And of course, masters are women and men. It's just
the term
they use. But when he had an experience once, when he was taken into one of the retreats of the spiritual hierarchy in Scotland, he was taken by a female master. And the description is quite described, a very interesting description of what was in the retreats and the master herself. And that's in a book we published, a little booklet called I can't remember the name.
Yeah.
Beautiful. I can't remember the name, but there's a little booklet
Beautiful.
About that.
Mm.
So, yeah, there's many races in the spiritual hierarchy.
Yeah.
And as I say, men and women.
Beautiful. And it's just amazing because it encompasses so much, you know, the Aetherius, you know, yoga,
it does, yeah.
Meditation and prayer. And it's just wonderful. It really is. It's his King Yoga, isn't it? King Yoga.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't call it that.
No.
It was named that after he passed away. I don't think he would have called it that, actually. But it was decided to call it that. It's his path of very quite dynamic action of service to others. That was his main focus. In fact, that's the motto of the society, is service is the jewel in the rock of attainment. And so service is very much at the heart of what we do. And one of the cosmic missions we do, Operation Prayer Power, is very interesting because he was an inventor, as I said. He invents radionics. You're aware of radionics equipment. It's the science of the manipulation of subtle energies. And so he invented a piece of, or several pieces of equipment whereby people could come together, and they do in different parts of the world, and in prayer and mantra, and through certain mudras, they put the energy that's invoked into this apparatus, this battery, where because of the contents of the battery, which is primarily gold and crystal, the energy is contained and it becomes more powerful over time. And then it kind of grows, you know, and then when it's needed for a certain situation in the world, it's hooked up to another piece of equipment which he invented, called a spiritual energy radiator, and it's directed to the certain area that's requested with the cooperation of the masters. And this is something that we do in five parts of the world, one in London, Los Angeles, Royal Oak, Michigan, where we are, and New Zealand, and also in the north of England. We have these batteries and spiritual energy radiators always ready to go and send out energy, very concentrated. It's like getting thousands of people together praying, but you know, it can be done in a much, that was his concept, to try and get, it's very difficult to get thousands and thousands of people praying with the same focus, the same thought together. But he was able to do this through Operation Prayer Power, which is a kind of,
yeah.
So anyone can go. We welcome people to go along. And first of all, we say, go and look at it, see what's going on. And then if you like to join it, then you can take a couple of these mantra initiation classes and then join in.
Brilliant.
And it's a wonderful thing because it's like a win-win, because you're doing mantra for probably almost 2 hours. And so a very concentrated way. And there's a prayer team who's highly skilled in the prayers of the 12 blessings we use, the first seven prayers. And then afterwards you get that kind of spiritual high, you know what I'm talking about, just doing this mantra for
you.
So it's really, not only are you helping the world, but you're also helping yourself. So
yeah,
it's a win-win.
And that's what we need to do more than ever now at this time. And Chrissy, please tell us, where can we find out all about Dr. King and all about the Aetherius Society, and where, and can we join?
Yeah, we don't encourage people to jump in and join, but we encourage people to research, find out, because we do have so many. That's a good question, great question, thank you. We have so many aspects to it. It's like there's kind of a learning curve, but yeah, we encourage people to join eventually if they wish to. So you can find out about Dr. King. He has a website called drdrgeorgeking.org. And then the Aetherius Society is aetherius.org. That's aetherius.org. And you can find out about it there. And we also have other websites. We have 12blessings.org, which is 12blessings.org, where you can join in a daily 12 blessings service that we do. And we often get many countries around the world joining in together at a certain time every day. And then we have 9freedoms.org as well, which is about the series of transmissions called the 9 freedoms, man's journey through experience. So there's quite a lot of information you can get.
Absolutely, absolutely amazing. Really, really is. And thank you for all of them. Thank you for giving us all that information. And yes, it's just been wonderful to find out all about the Aetherius Society. And Chrissy, I just want to say thank you so very much for being on the Great Awakening Show again.
Oh, you're wonderful. Thank you so much, Joanne, for having me on the show. You do a fantastic show and a fantastic service to others. So thank you. God bless you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.